Man, take your Bible to Hebrews chapter 10, if you will. Hebrews chapter 10. It's good to see Ms. Autry and Amanda back tonight. They were gone on Sunday. Glad they made it back home. Hebrews chapter 10, while you're turning there, if anybody has used a tree removal guy or tree trimmer or whatever, and you've got somebody you know of you might recommend, let me know. We had a tree down at the school fall over and part of it fell in somebody's backyard down here on Dunson. They called me today and I said, okay, I'll come take a look. So I went and took a look and I called her back and I said, okay, we've decided you're going to get free firewood and we're not charging you for delivery. I figure, what better deal can you get, right? I mean, there it is. There's, bless her heart, she didn't know what to say. And I thought, man, what a deal. We'll fix you up, all right? Does anybody need firewood? We're going to have a lot of it, okay? Nobody burning wood, okay. Wooden one, yeah. That's probably hackberry. It's probably a hackberry trash tree, but hey, it provides, it'll burn. My dad burned a lot of it. Huh? Burn it where it is? Well, the good thing about hackberry, usually if you burn it in your fireplace, not only does it burn, but it provides entertainment. It pops and it'll throw stuff out. You can dive on the carpet, you know, and keep it from catching on fire. And so it's exciting. You know? So it's not just the old humdrum kind of wood, you know. Just an old piece of oak that you lay in there and all it does is burn, you know. So, and it's good stuff. But anyway, just remember, you had your chance. You could have got it. All right, Hebrews chapter 10. Let's just read verse 24. The Bible says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. I've been preaching to you, you know, on Wednesday night using these scriptures that say, let us. And in chapter 10 here, this is the last one in a list of three. If you look there in verse 22, so let us draw near, all right? Then verse 23, let us hold fast. And then verse 24, and let us consider one another. Let us consider one another. You know, that word consider is an interesting word. It means to think of or to regard someone, especially in a kindly way, all right? In a kindly way. Now, to think of somebody, Christians ought to be thinkers, okay? I believe that with all my heart. We ought to be thinkers. Some people would look at us, and we fundamentalists especially, they often look at us and say, you guys don't even know what thinking is, you know? And a lot of times people talk about blind faith and that kind of thing. But the truth of the matter is we as God's people ought to be thinkers, okay? Even though oftentimes we're accused of not thinking, we're to think. We're to do some heavy thinking. And one thing we ought to do is think of others. Let us consider one another, all right? What a unique idea in this day of super selfishness. Man, in a day where people are focused on me, you know, we don't consider, oftentimes people don't consider others because they're too bound up in themselves, you know. I'm just concerned about me and what I'm doing and what I want to do and where I want to go, who I want to see and all that kind of stuff. But the Bible says, hey, we're to think of others. We're to consider one another, all right? To think of others, you know. A lot of times people don't consider it when they're doing something. They don't consider, how's that going to affect somebody else? What effect will it have on them? We seldom seem to think about how actions are going to affect that other individual. So we need to think. We need to do that. Many times people only consider others in the sense of what can I get out of them. How can I use them? How can I take advantage of them? What a terrible, sad thought. But the Bible says, let us consider one another. means I believe we ought to stop and think about others. And I think we ought to do it carefully. Carefully. Consider what somebody else thinks. Consider how they feel. Consider what somebody else wants. When I got married, I had to get adjusted to the thinking of, what does my wife want? Man, I was 27 years old before I could talk her into marrying me. And man, you know, 27, you got things lined out. You got your thoughts doing your thing, your way, and all of that. I had to stop and consider her, you know. We went on our honeymoon. I thought it'd be like me and my brother went. Man, we'd get up. I found out real quick. Nope, got to think about her a little bit, you know. Got to think about her. Now, I laugh about it, but it was a good thing for me. It was a good thing for me, all right? We need to consider other people. Let us consider one another. Look, not only their feelings or what they want, but hey, consider how you could be a help to somebody else. Consider how you could be a help to somebody else. Look, what in the world do you think you're here for? What are we doing here on this earth? Why'd God leave us? You say, well, to serve Him. That's true. But can I say this to you? It's hard to serve Him without considering other people. It's hard to consider and serve much for the Lord without stopping to think about somebody else and how can I help them. As a Christian, we ought to consider their spiritual welfare. What's going on with them spiritually? You ever stop to think about that? You know, sometimes we're quick to get mad at people. We get in a restaurant and the waitress or the waiter is a little bit slow or they're maybe a little bit snappy, you know, and they may not just come overflowing with, you know, hey, can I serve you? What can I do for you? How's it going? You know, you need more tea? And we look at it and we're quick to say, well, wait a minute. What's going on with them that day? What's going on with them? You know, sometimes we don't give anybody the benefit of having a bad day. We think we're the only ones who ought to have that bad day. I'm the only one who has the privilege of having a bad day. Everybody else, when I'm around them, needs to have a good day. Well, we need to consider people's welfare, especially their spiritual welfare. Need to consider that. Consider one another, how we might be a help to them in that area. Notice especially what the Bible says. It's interesting choice of words. Let us consider one another to provoke. To provoke. That word provoke is used 41 times in your Bible. 39 of those times, it's used in connection with what we would call a negative idea. It's not a positive thing. It is, you know, really in a huge number of them, it's God talking to His people saying, you provoked me. You provoked me by your actions, the way you're living. So this is one place, though, where it's not got a negative connotation. But usually when we think of being provoked, do you look at that as a good thing? Most of us don't. We think of being provoked. Well, no. That's not a good thing. If I'm provoked, I'm aggravated. You aggravated me, all right? You've upset me. You've done something to rub me the wrong way. You provoked me, all right? Well, the Bible says here, let us consider one another to provoke them. Bless God, let's make them mad. Oh, wait a minute. That's not what it says. Doesn't say to do that. Wouldn't it be easier if it did? Wouldn't it just be easier? Isn't it easier to make people mad? Come on. We can do it. You know, we're good at it. Say, preacher, I never. Yeah, you have. Now, you may not have done it on purpose. Most of us have, you know. But usually when we provoke somebody, we're doing something we shouldn't be doing. But here God's leading us to do something that's right and good towards somebody else. And it says we're to provoke them. We're to provoke one another. And that word has more than one meaning. It can mean to arouse to a feeling or action. But it can also mean to incite anger. And we're good at that part of it, all right? Now, from our context, though, it's obvious the Lord is not telling us to incite someone to anger. It's not it. What he's talking about is that we can arouse someone to a feeling or to an action. As I said, we can usually make people mad without really trying too hard. We can do it, all right? It's a simple thing, you know. People go back, and they're cleaning the doors. You get them clean, and here comes a kid. Or an adult sometimes. You know, just to get a rise out of somebody. Hey, but the Lord's inviting us and the Bible's inviting us to do something that's good. Now, the sad thing, it's often rare to see folks do what we're invited to do here in the Scriptures, all right? Notice what it says. Let us consider one another, think about other people, to provoke them, to encourage them, to cause them to make an action, all right? But hey, it's provoke them to love. Provoke one another to love. Usually, as I said, we don't provoke people to love. We provoke people to hate or to anger or to retaliate or to leave, but not to love. But love is the thing we ought to try to do, all right? The challenge for us from the Bible perspective, and hey, truth of the matter is the whole Christian life, the challenge for us as God's people is to go way beyond what's expected, go way beyond what's normal, go way beyond what's just business as usual, and go beyond, well, everybody does that. Well, that's what everybody does. Well, the challenge to us, listen, as Christians, is to do more than that, okay? Let's just go a little bit further than that. We're saved. We know the Lord is our Savior. And so the Bible said, let us provoke one another to love, all right? To love. Now, the Bible commands us to love other people. Take your Bible. Don't lose your place here in Hebrews, but go to 1 John, all right? It's not the only place, but man, right here in 1 John chapter 3, there's four times the Bible kind of lays it on us here, all right? 1 John chapter 3, if you will. 1 John chapter 3, look at verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Now, it's hard to explain that away, isn't it? All right? We should love one another. Then verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Hey, we love the brethren. That's folks in the house of God. Other folks that are saved, we love them. That's evidence we've passed from death to life. That's evidence we've passed from death to life. Look at verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, I'll tell you something. That's a serious case of love, okay? That's a serious case. Then verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hey, don't just go around saying it. Prove it by what you do. Prove it by what you do. Prove it by your actions, all right? Just do that. Now, no doubt, okay, if we fail to love, there's no doubt about it. We fail if we fail to love. But in our text, the Bible's not just saying to love. Our Bible's saying to you and me, hey, let us consider one another, thinking about one another, to provoke them to love. To provoke them to love. Now, we know how to provoke people to anger. We figure out what bugs them, and we dwell on it. Okay? If you've been married very long, you know the button to push. Very long, you know, a couple of weeks, If you've been married very long, you know the button to push if you want to make your spouse mad. You know how to do it. And you can do that. We do it with other people, okay? You just keep, you know, poking and poking until they get mad. All right? We know how to provoke people to that. But how in the world do people provoke somebody to love? What is it we do and what is it we can do to call somebody else to love? Push them into it, if you will, all right? How do we do it? Now, I think the best, the easiest way to provoke someone to love is show them real, genuine love. Just show them real, genuine love. You say, why you figure that? Because most people respond to love. Most people respond to love. If we have a tendency to love those who love us. Now, we just have a tendency to do that, all right? If somebody loves us, we have a tendency to love them. The normal thing that people think of as normal, if somebody says, I love you, there is pressure on you to say what? Well, of course you do. I deserve it. No, the pressure is on then for us to say, well, I love you too. I love you too. One time, I had a preacher that said that to me. He said, I love you. I looked at him and I didn't say anything. And he said, no, really, I mean it. And I thought, okay. But I didn't know that I could look at him and say, I love you too. And I didn't hate him. There wasn't a problem. There was no problem between us whatsoever. But it's that provoking to love where usually somebody will love if we love them. If we love them. All right? Just plain and simple. If we can show them the real, genuine article. All right? Hey, and it's not wrong to love those that love us, all right? It's not wrong to do that. Say, well, what's wrong with loving somebody that loves you? Nothing. It's easier to love that individual. But hey, it's not enough to only love those that love us. We're to go past that, all right? We're to do all we can to get folks to love others, not just love us. Just point it out. Hey, there's somebody. I'm not going to find anybody, but we could pick an individual. And everybody except us people right here, everybody except us right here has some flaw. Right? Now, we don't. But other people do. Okay. Other people. Oh, we've got a flaw. All right? There's some part of us, there's some part of our personality, there's some part of our makeup that we kind of struggle. And if we want to, we can find that one thing right there and pick somebody apart. Just pick them to death, you know. Oftentimes kids do that. Kids are cruel as cruel can be. All right, I mean, you know, especially as they get up a little older, They can just be cruel. And they'll find something and they'll pick on that person. They will laugh at that person. I remember before teaching young people, there was a girl in school that went to school when my brother was in school. And they went to a school where the school was laid out in wings. All right? It wasn't in stories. And it had an outside sidewalk with a cover over it. And this is how cruel people can be. They would call out this girl's name real loud and everybody would get off the sidewalk if she was on that sidewalk. You say, I can't believe it. Oh, yeah, kids do that. Kids will do that. Well, what we're to do is just the opposite. What we're to do is just the opposite. We're to provoke people not to hate, not to dislike, but to love other folks. Now, every one of us has some characteristic that could be improved upon. But I believe most everybody has a characteristic that is good and could be bragged on. Okay? Could be bragged on. And when it comes time to provoking folks to love one another, sometimes all we need to do is just point out the good point, okay? Brother so-and-so over there, or sister so-and-so there. Boy, what a wonderful whatever they are. And let us look for that thing that's good. Let us look for that point that is worth bragging on, all right? Let's pull aside. If somebody said, yeah, but they... Now, let's forget about that, all right? Let's look here. Let's look here. Hey, let us provoke one another to love. Let's provoke folks to do it. But not only stopping there, it says there in verse 24, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. So not only are we to provoke folks to love, that we're also to provoke them to do good works. Do the right thing. I preached to you last week on let us do good. Let us do good. We ought to do good. But we ought not to just stop with doing good. We ought to try to provoke somebody else to do the same thing, all right? Provoke others to do the same, you know? Give him a chance. I would hope that your doing good would cause others to want to do the same. Want to do the same. Most of us have heard about somebody who maybe you've experienced it. You've driven up in the drive-thru and you went to pay and they said, the person ahead of you paid for you. And you have the opportunity, well, I'll pay for the one behind me. Or you have the opportunity to say, wait a minute, how much is that guy behind charge? Well, I want to get too generous here, you know. Well, we got a chance to, what do they call it? Pass it on, right? Play it forward, however you want to put it, all right? We doing good and us doing good causes other people to do good too, all right? Man, and instead, it ought to work that way. It requires, though, that we teach other people the importance of doing good. Doing good. You know, I'm sitting here listening to myself and thinking, this is so elementary. But yet it's something so many people struggle with. Just learn to encourage somebody else to see the importance of doing good. We ought to teach. We ought to train our children to do good. You've got grandkids. You ought to teach and train them to do good. Well, what am I going to get paid? Your grandpa or your grandma is not going to break your neck, all right? Just do good. We're going to let you eat the meal today at the house, all right? No, we need to teach them. We need to train them to do good. We you know, just put it into them. We're to consider others to provoke unto love and to good works. Everybody. Hey, when blessed by other folks, people will often say something like this. How can I ever repay you? How can I ever repay you? Well, don't worry about repaying you. Just how about passing it on to somebody else? What's that old saying that says one good turn deserves another? And it does. Now, let's just provoke people into doing that, all right? Provoke them. Hey, it pays to be a good example of what we want others to do. You know, if you want a hard time in life, stand up and say, do what I say, not what I do. When I was in the ninth grade, I think you may have heard me mention this before. When I was in the ninth grade, we had health class. And one of the coaches in school taught the boys health class. I'll never forget the day it comes and he's teaching us and trying to tell us not to smoke. Every kid in there knew he did. Good example, coach. No problem. Right. We got it. You really mean that, don't you? Good not to do, but you do it. I forget what he said to us, you know, about that, because he knew how hypocritical it sounded and how goofy it sounded for him to tell us, don't smoke, and we all knew he did, all right? Hey, but we set the example by what we do. Let's provoke other people. Let's just provoke other people. Consider them to provoke them to love and to good works. Good works. Say, well, now I believe a lot of this is could be aimed at those in the church when it says one another, okay? But I don't think there's anything wrong with going outside that and just to what you might call the general population, okay? Teach them and provoke them to love and to good works. Give them a good example. You say, man, some people are never going to do it. They may not. But it's always good for me and you to do right. It's always good for us to do right. Doesn't matter if somebody else does it, good. We may have helped them. We may have provoked them. If they don't, that's their problem. They've got to deal with it. I don't have to deal with that, all right? It's kind of interesting to me. Look at verse 24, all right? Notice what verse 24 says again, and let us consider one another provoke unto love and to good works. Would you look at verse 25? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hey, one of the greatest things we can do is do what that verse says. Be the example for other people. Hey, you know what? You need to be in the house of God. You need to be in the house of God. I have decided from here on out in my life when people tell me, well, hey, I worship God at home or I do this, man, I'm going to go toe-to-toe with them. I'm just going to go toe-to-toe with them. If it's somebody claims to be a Christian, I said, okay, I understand that, no problem. You can worship God anywhere you want to. But wait a minute, what you're saying, God instituted the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, started something when he was here on this earth, and he started it, and he tells us we're not to forsake going, but you say it's for everybody else, not me. He said, preacher, you're going to make somebody mad. That's all right. They already aren't coming. I really got to the point where I don't care if I make them mad. Hey, I want to provoke them unto good works. Sometimes you got to make people mad to provoke them unto good works. Because later on they'll stop and think, you know what, whoever it was, they were right. I was wrong. I just want to wind up tonight by saying we've got a wonderful, wonderful exhortation here for us to consider and to pursue. It's simple things. Simple things. If you're not doing it, it's not too late to start. Not too late to start. You say, well, I do it sometimes. Well, try to make it into where it just becomes a habit. Try to make it when you don't do it as the exception, instead of it being the exception when you do what that verse says. Let's make it the regular thing to do. Hey, God help our Christianity to make a difference in somebody else's life. God help us to make a difference. God's told us we know how to live. We know what's right to do. We know what we ought to do. God help us to just do it. Well, I'm a little out of sorts. We'll get back in sorts. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. We'll crawl back across the bed if you need to. Look, whatever you need to do, work on it, all right? Just work on it. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. You know what? That'd keep you busy a day or two. That'd keep you busy a day or two. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, you'd help us tonight. Lord, we come to the Word of God. We read it. We digest it. We think about it. But Lord, help us to do it. Help us to do it. As the Bible says, we're to be doers, not hearers only. We're to do what you say. Lord, help us to make a difference. I can't change the world, but I can change somebody's world. All of us could if we would. Lord, help us to give it our best. Go with us now and get us safely home. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.